Our guest has a tongue-in-cheek guide telling guys what women really want. It's called Alpha Dog, Get the Bitch You Want. What is this all about? With us is the author, Wing Girl Kim. Hi.
Hi.
So you had 5 chances to get married, offers of wealth for companionship, over 100 dates, and now you're like, okay, I know what it takes to get a man. I know what men need to get a woman.
Yeah.
And you've titled your book, Alpha Dog, Get the Bitch You Want.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of a funny story, because this was a year ago that I really got serious about this. Mm-hmm. And I got to a point where it was like, at the end of a date, I say to a guy, can I give you a suggestion? And almost every guy was like, yes, please, I can use all the help I can get.
Aww.
And that's kind of how I came up with the idea of being a wing girl.
Okay. And then that was a service that you offered for men where you would go out with them and kind of watch them with women?
Yep. And I'd also, if there was a woman that he was too afraid to talk to, I'd go warm her up and say, oh, gosh, you should talk to this guy. I'd try to find out what she was interested in, try to find some similarities, and then mention the guy and say, you have to meet this guy, Matt. He's great. You know, you guys should talk about this stuff. And then they go and they talk and, you know, break the ice.
That is great. You know, because women trust other women.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So if you say a guy's okay, he's probably okay.
It's as good as a warm lead.
Yeah, definitely. It really does. Okay, so since you've been this wing girl and you've done all this research, what is it that women really want?
You know, I based that answer mostly on my own experience because, like you've mentioned, I have been proposed with by marriage. You know, I had not proposed to, but I've been faced with marriage 5 times.
Right.
And kept thinking, what do these guys really want from me? And what do I want from these guys? Because I didn't marry any of them. Mm-hmm. And I realized that none of the guys had the leadership qualities that I was looking for. I really wanted to be with a guy who knew how to take care of things if everything fell apart. Mm-hmm. So I started to research what it meant to be a leader and started to see how in successful relationships, if a guy and a girl were together and their relationship worked out well, they both had leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. So I just started asking women also, like, what is it that you like about men? And, okay, let's get aside the cuteness and if a guy has a good job and things like that. What is it that women really like when they're with a guy? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it when a guy, you know, makes decisions. If I can't make one, I like when I like a guy who can decide, you know, plan a date in advance. And, mm-hmm. and all of the things that women said were leadership skills.
Mm-hmm. That is really true. I get so many guys coming to me saying, Kim, I don't know what it is. I'm good looking. I have a good job. I drive a nice car. I have a nice place. What's the deal? And it's like, look, yeah, us ladies like those things.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, you know, but all things being equal, if there were 2 guys and you both had nice cars, you both had nice jobs, you both had all of these things, we're going to go with the guy that is more assertive.
Right.
We're going to go with the guy that knows what he's doing. He seems like he's got direction. He seems like he knows how to handle it. You know, women like men who are leaders.
And the funny thing is that a lot of these guys are leaders at their jobs or leaders in their community. But when it comes to their love life, it's like they turn into jelly and they have no idea what to do.
They get scared around girls.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's why I wrote the book.
Okay. What else do women like?
They like men of action.
Okay.
You know, I think overall women are sick and tired of guys who say that they're going to do things or say that they want to, you know, have a relationship, but then they never call, or just like that book that came out, He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say a bunch of things, but if he's not showing action, he's really not interested.
Right.
But on the other side, there are a lot of guys who do want to be with these women, but they're not doing anything. Either they're too afraid, or they don't know what to say, or they don't know what to do.
Right.
And again, that goes back to leadership. It's kind of like trying to figure out what it is that they need to do.
Okay.
By going back to basic principles.
Right. Okay. And also, you say that women like men of character. What do you mean by that?
Well, it actually kind of blends in from the second point of women want action. Because if a guy actually does what he says he's going to do, he shows integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and any time somebody builds their integrity, they build character. They become an honest person. They become somebody who is known to be a stand-up individual, someone mm-hmm. who can be trusted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honesty, I think, is a big issue that a lot of people come across, and it comes up over and over and over again in different dating sites and books and things like that, that people aren't honest.
Okay.
Either they're insecure or, you know, whatever it is. But if people are doing what they say they want to do, they build their character, they build trust, and they're comfortable being honest.
Okay.
From that point.
So women like men who are honest and have some great character. Okay. We are on the line with Wing Girl Kim. She's the author of Alpha Dog, Get the Bitch You Want, A Man's Guide to Dating by a Woman. Coming up, What Men Should Do. Wing Girl Kim gives you the answers. That's coming up. It's your time with Kim Iverson.